The drill is simple. For about 6 hours, a Coast Guard vessel fires a machine gun at a target as part of its law enforcement and anti-terrorism role. Coast Guard Public Information Officer Robert Lanier says they've had 24 of these live ammunition practices on the Great Lakes this year.
We try to do it in the most remote area. And in addition, we do have a safety boat that's on station to keep an eye out for any boats that may wander into the zone.
Lanier says the Coast Guard is getting lots of comments from the public about it, some worried about the environmental impact this spent ammo has on the Great Lakes.
Some of the shells do fall into the boat. Some of the shells do go into the Great Lakes. They do have lead in them, but it's a very low level of lead. We've had an environmental impact study done. That environmental impact study has shown that there is minimal, if any, damage to the environment.
But Duluth Mayor Herb Bergson is angry that they're required to keep city runoff clean.
And then our own federal government introduces lead into Lake Superior with these ridiculous, asinine practice sessions, and we aren't even notified that they're going to take place until after the fact.
Bergson, a member of the Mayor's Great Lakes Initiative, made up of mayors from U.S. and Canadian cities, says they were told just last week that there wouldn't be any more live ammunition drills until the public comment period was over.
They probably chose Lake Superior because it has the smallest cities of all the Great Lakes. They certainly wouldn't have chosen Lake Michigan because Mayor Daley would have handed their head to him on a platter.
The Coast Guard is proposing to have 34 permanent zones for live fire on the Great Lakes. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.